Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Democrat and 2020 presidential candidate Andrew Yang announced Wednesday that his Forward Party is moving ahead to give Americans an alternative to the two-party system. It is now the third biggest political party in America based on resources. After two Mississippi people were hospitalized, the CDC issued a warning Wednesday saying they discovered a potentially deadly bacteria near their home in the Gulf Coast region. Burkholderia pseudomallei. The bacteria has been detected in water and soil samples. It causes Whitmore disease, and the germs are naturally resistant to commonly used antibiotics. Without treatment, 9 out of every 10 people who get it die. The negligent Chinese rocket that will smash back into Earth is projected to fall out of orbit on July 30th. It's still unknown exactly where it will hit. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Federal Reserve has added another big interest rate hike in an effort to tackle runaway inflation. The 75 basis point jump is the fourth rate hike in 5 months, indicating a recession may be upon us. Chairman Jerome Powell, following along with the Biden administration, says we are not in a recession. We'll know more today when the second quarter GDP, or gross domestic product number, gets released. A convict is scheduled to be executed Thursday night in Alabama against the wishes of the victim's family.
Alabama remains on schedule to carry out the execution of a death row inmate Thursday night. Joe James Jr. is set to be put to death by lethal injection. This comes after a federal judge turned down a request for a stay of execution last week. James was convicted of shooting to death his former girlfriend, Faith Hall, back in 1994. The victim's family is asking he not be executed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you noticed an uptick of mainstream media stories about President Trump, you're not alone. Here's 45 on Tuesday.
If I renounced my beliefs, if I agreed to stay silent, if I stayed at home and just took it easy, the persecution of Donald Trump would stop immediately. It would stop. But that's not what I will do. I can't do that. Have to save our country.
Again, Trump was right. Multiple FBI whistleblowers, including those in senior positions, are raising the alarm about the tampering by senior FBI and Justice Department officials in politically sensitive investigations. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa says as the FBI was fabricating the Russia collusion lie, the FBI and Department of Justice were suppressing the facts of illegal activity inside the Biden laptop. The senator on Fox News.
People in the FBI who had partisan views that should never be involved in any investigation that okayed a go-ahead of an investigation of Trump based upon fuzzy newspaper reporting.
40-year-old George Tanyos from West Virginia charged in the macing of police officers, including the late Brian Sicknick, during January 6, pled guilty Wednesday to two misdemeanor charges. It should be noted, it was ruled Sicknick died of natural causes. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch. He is back. Yes, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online and founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. I guess it's good to be back, back in New York, amongst the living, although it was probably a benefit to get away and, be out there, you know, away from everything and off the grid for a while, huh?
It was. I was camping with friends out west, and, I think my time was ideal. It warmed up the day before I left. I was gone. Apparently there was a massive heat wave. The I guess the rains rolled through here last night. Now it's back down in the 80s. So my timing was impeccable, and I missed this nasty heat wave I heard about. And I heard about it and didn't have to live through it. So that's a big plus.
Well, some of the stuff, just more of the same. The Biden economy continues. Unlike any other chief executive officer who would see, you know, numbers falling, their income falling, that they would do something and correct course. Not this president. You know, he was elected for 4 years, so heaven help us. He's continuing to lead America down the yellow brick road over the cliff.
Yep, I think that's a good metaphor, or to use another one that's been used many, many times, but I think it's accurate here. Even the captain of the Titanic, as he saw the iceberg, tried to pull the big ship away from it, of course, not far enough, and it struck the iceberg with disastrous results. If you want to look at the United States as a ship, the iceberg is there, we're heading towards it, and Biden is not making any move to move anything, even one inch. And I think people are expecting that sometime this week we'll have a declaration from the Bureau of Economic Affairs that we have a second quarter of economic contraction and two quarters of economic contraction after the last quarter. If the second quarter, in fact, contracts, then we're in a recession, period. And it would be the Joe Biden recession, and there's no way they can get away from that.
Well, the eyes of the American people are telling you.
Recession.
Yeah,
it's a recession.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. It's like saying, well, you know, you're just technically pregnant. No, you're pregnant. You're not technically pregnant. You're pregnant. All right? That's what that is. So, you know, they'll put all the adjectives they want on it. But if this happens, we'll be in a recession. It will be as a result of the policies of Joseph Robin and Biden.
Yeah. Well, you did have to mention pregnancy, and that's another silly thing that we're going through right now is who can get pregnant. We've obliterated the idea of a woman, which is amazing. After all these decades of fighting for women's rights and feminism and everything else, now it's gone full circle. They shot themselves in the foot, and the gender of the female species has been eliminated.
It is amazing. I remember growing up in the 1970s, things like the Equal Rights Amendment and Billie Jean King having her big tennis match against Bobby Riggs. And of course, she won and made the evil male chauvinist pig look awful. There's that popular song by Helen Reddy, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, and Numbers Too Big to Explore. Boy, I would love to see the return of 1970s feminism where women are saying, look, we're tough. We're strong, we're equal to men, so take us seriously. And now, in 2020, it's 50 years later, it's the opposite. You know, we don't even exist. We're not even here. We're gone. Mm-hmm. We're just like men. We have, we women have penises, and we women, I guess, can be as strong as men. And women are just gone. And, well, what's a woman? I don't know. I don't have a degree in biology. You can tell. Just astonishing that after, as you say, agree or disagree with feminists, they had a very, very powerful and very successful political movement. And all that apparently is just washed away. And now, women are just invisible. They're disappeared. Mm-hmm. They've been erased and canceled by the left.
And here our political leaders confirm a judge to the Supreme Court that doesn't know the definition of a woman. I mean, what is going on with our society here, DeRoy?
I think what has happened is that the Democrat Party has been taken over by cultural Marxists. And I think these people want as much chaos and tension and confusion as possible. During the Russian Revolution, before the Lenin and the Bolsheviks took over and seized the Winter Palace in St. Petersburg in November of 1917, his slogan was, the worse the better, the worse the better. Yeah. The more chaos you could create, the more people would be upset and disappointed with and angry at the Tsar and the Romanov dynasty, the sooner they would turn to Lenin and say, all right, we're sick of this guy, let's give you a shot. And they did. And guess what happened? We had 75 years of communism in the Soviet Union, which then spread across Europe and into Africa and Latin America to Asia, probably triggered the creation of Chairman Mao and the Communist Revolution, which we're still dealing with since it's still a communist country. I think these people are basically the great-grandchildren of Lenin, and they want to see us Americans at each other's throats, fighting over race, fighting over gender, fighting over sexuality, fighting over pregnant men and women who can beat other women in swimming pools, even though they have penises. And right. we're fighting over all this, and all this is designed, I think, to weaken and undermine and ultimately dissolve our country.
And as you recalled and took us through a walk of history here of Marxism and communism, look at the wake of the millions of people that died as a result of this ideology. I mean, this is absolutely incredible to think that a one-time free America would even possibly entertain something like this that could be such a disaster to its own constituency. I guess maybe it's not a big leap. I mean, we've killed 63 million babies. So, another 10, 20, 100 million Americans, to pile on, I guess.
Well, absolutely, and Lenin, at least, let's give him credit for this. At least Lenin had the excuse that communism hadn't been tried. If he had known at the outset of the Russian Revolution that things would turn out to be somewhere around approximately 100 million people mm-hmm. killed as a result of communism, according to Robert Conquest, a great Sovietologist, I believe, at the Hoover Institution, he might have said, well, let's not try that. We have the benefit of hindsight, seeing all the tremendous economic and cultural damage and outright deaths and genocide that have taken place as a result of Marxism-Leninism. We have 105 years of history to look back upon, and yet you've got people saying, yeah, well, let's try that here. Let's implement socialism. We don't have the excuse of saying it's a brand new thing that's never been tried before.
Exactly. And to that point, what good thing, what one thing can you say communism did? Is there anything good?
Well, I'll say this: some colorful parades, some pretty cool posters, cool little buttons that you can collect. Not much beyond that. Not much beyond that.
And here we are with the reality, like you said, of that history. Here it is, as they say. Those that forget history are doomed to repeat it. And here we are. We're being talked right into going over the cliff one more time. And we're being led by a president who obviously is suffering mentally. And you don't even know, DeRoy, at the end of the day, who's running this country anyway.
I agree with you to a degree that he's losing his capacity, but he's still cognizant enough to see what's happening. He's cognizant enough to see where he is in the polls. Just came out that most recent survey, his support among Hispanics has dropped to 19%, 19% support among Hispanics. And at some point, you think a guy like Joe Biden is running elections before will say, guys, this is out of control. We need to do something to look like we're not deliberately pushing the country into a ravine. And he's not doing that. So I have to think that he likes what's happening. He approves of what's going on. Either these are his ideas that are being implemented, or at a bare minimum, he thinks, yeah, that sounds good to me. I'll go along with this. At any point, Joe Biden could say, you know, this has gone too far. We need to reduce spending. We need to do something to increase oil and fossil fuel production, get gasoline prices down. You don't see any of that. And he's just still, you know, speaking out for the Green New Deal and all these other ridiculous policies.
Unbelievable.
I think he likes them.
Got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. That takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, continues with us. DeRoy, as you were citing, I mean, This thing is pretty basic. I mean, you know, you hear some of these policy wonks, they try to make it so complicated because, I mean, after all, they got degrees from Harvard and Yale and Princeton, and, you know, they've got to demonstrate that they really know. But it really isn't that complicated. I mean, what we're suffering from are policies that they instituted. Well, de-institute those doggone policies and see what happens and how quick we can recover. But you continue to hold ground on the very thing that created this disaster, and then we know what Biden would likely do, which is similar to what he did with Barack Obama, and that is made a recession painfully longer and disastrous unnecessarily because of their own theories and egos.
That's exactly right. These people don't seem to learn. I'm not sure they listen. I'm not sure their eyes are even entirely open. And you make a very good point about how quickly and how severely they've hurt things. This was just about July 20th, just a little over a week ago, was the 18-month mark since Biden got into the White House. And it's just amazing and remarkable how much damage he's done in that little time. For example, when he arrived, inflation was just 1.4%. Year on year, it's now at 9.1%. When he arrived in office, the GDP was growing 6.4%. It shrank 1.6% first quarter. It's probably going to go down the second quarter. You look at things like small business confidence. That number is the lowest it's been in 48 years. You look at the price of oil. As we know, that's up and away. The mess at the border, the amount of people who came across the border in the first 16 months of Biden versus the last 16 months of Trump, up almost 400%, 394%. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen any country go as far down as quickly as we have in the last year and a half under Joe Biden and his team.
Yeah, without a doubt. I want to transition to something that is out there. Some of the polling says people aren't caring much about the January 6th hearings, but I think they're very dangerous nonetheless because they're filled with narrative. You can call it a kangaroo court, but some people's understanding and their worldview is being altered by, you know, by this conditioned propaganda that's coming our way via even Republicans like Liz Cheney and Kinzinger. Of course, we expect Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats to hold the line because we've been through this dance before. We went through two impeachment hearings, and in a sense, this is almost the third impeachment hearing. And, you know, I'd mentioned to you early on that I had seen a documentary that was presented by Epic Times regarding the version of January 6th, showing some critical footage that the committee doesn't want us to see. And it really addresses, you know, the harm that was done on the American people by, you know, to patriots by the Capitol Police and what they, you know, what they did. And they cited the people that died, you know, reports by the mainstream media would want us to believe that there were police officers that died. No, there were no police officers that died that day. But we do know of civilians like Ashley Babbitt, who was shot. That was the only shot that was fired in the whole event, and that police officer is not being held accountable for it. She was without a weapon. She was shot, and you watch that footage. It's very suspicious. You have Kevin Greeson from Athens, Alabama, who died of a heart attack when he was struck, or there was an explosive, a gas canister, I believe, that was fired near him. It put him into cardiac arrest. He ended up being, you know, succumbing to that. Roseanne Boylan, who was in the front of the, I guess there was a channel and a bunch of people going through this one passageway. In a sense, she was trapped and, you know, and suffered because they were also, you know, putting out, you know, gas canisters out there. And they believed that the gas canisters and the inhaling of the gas, because she was down on the ground, contributed to her death. And of course, what they do, what Epic Times has done, is they brought on Stan Kefart, who is a noted police use of force expert. He said this whole thing was so mishandled and so much against policy. He says he didn't even know where to begin on this, the way they attacked you know, the Patriots that day and the whole mess of it all. But, you know, of course, Liz Cheney and that group does not want us to understand what the truth is. They're happy to have, what, 3-4 dozen prisoners, political prisoners, being kept in jail, some in solitary confinement, just cooling their heels, waiting for, I guess, the Star Chamber court to take, you know, to take effect and maybe handle their case. I don't know.
Well, maybe they want them in solitary confinement locked up so they don't come out and speak. These eyewitnesses were right there in the middle of all this, for better or worse, might have information that would contradict the narrative we've been hearing, that this is all an attempt by Donald J. Trump to organize some sort of a coup d'etat against the Congress or something of the sort. And maybe, you know, keeping them behind bars keeps them from coming out in the public and talking, you know, telling their stories. You mentioned House of Horribles, gas poisoning, people having heart attacks from explosions, et cetera. None of that would have happened if Nancy Pelosi and Democrat Mayor Muriel Bowser of Washington, D.C., allowed the National Guard troops to patrol Washington, D.C., which is what President Trump authorized before January 6th. 20,000 National Guard troops to be available to keep the peace, and that was then rejected by Pelosi, rejected by Democrat Mayor Muriel Bowser. They said, we got it, we don't need the national troops, tell them to stand down, and they did, and guess what happened? Exactly what you described. So Liz Cheney was on with Brett Baier of Fox News and said that Trump, quote, never issued any order to deploy the National Guard to protect the Capitol, unquote. Technically, he can't order the troops, so he can authorize them and approve them to be available to the local authorities. And she's twisting things, playing word games, and trying basically to besmirch Trump's reputation, which is what she and Adam Kinzinger, even though the Republicans, they're never Trumpers, as, of course, all those Democrats. And I think this whole thing, as you say, is like a third impeachment, but in a certain sense, even worse than the last impeachment, first and second impeachments, because at least then Trump was able to offer a defense. The Republicans were able to explain his side of the story, ask tough questions, challenge the other side's witnesses at whatever evidence they presented. This January 6th committee has nobody asking questions, trying to confront any of what's being presented. It's completely one-sided, totally twisted, entirely unfair presentation, like something you'd expect to see in maybe Saddam Hussein's Baghdad when he would put people on trials, or the old show trials in the Soviet Union. Really ugly, nasty stuff. And the left is doing a very, I think, so far effective job of attempting to, and in fact, covering up much of the truth related to January 6th.
And it's hard to deny, as you said, when the truth does come out, because there were people in that room like Kash Patel, who's been reporting on this, when the authorization for the National Guard was given by President Trump. That was on January the 4th. And Cash and I think he said 5 or 6 others were in the room at the time, which has been verified. So and also there's documentation from Muriel Bowser and Nancy Pelosi's office denying said help.
Correct. I spoke with acting Defense Department Secretary Chris Miller, exchanged emails with Cash Patel, and both of them told me directly that, in fact, they were in the Oval Office with President Donald J. Trump. I believe those two, the head of the Pentagon, the chief of staff of the Pentagon, and I believe the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Yeah, I think Milley was there. Right, exactly.
Milley was there. Mm-hmm. You have my authorization, 20,000 troops to keep the peace. He asked about it January 5th, the day before the January 6th incident, and he was trying to keep things calm. And Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of D.C., both Democrats, said, nope, we don't want the National Guard troops, and look what happened, total chaos. So they bear a ton of responsibility for this. Nancy Pelosi does not want her people to come forward and talk, because I think she knows if they did, she'd be in big trouble. If they'd simply said, look, let the troops go there, Trump would have had his rally, people would have heard him speak, they would have gone to the Capitol and protested, as they have every right to do under the First Amendment, and everyone would have gone home that night. Instead, they said no National Guard, things got out of control, and you saw the mayhem that erupted.
Exactly.
Yeah, they've got their fingerprints all over this, that is being the Democrats.
DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thanks a million. Bye now.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Democrat and 2020 presidential candidate Andrew Yang announced Wednesday that his Forward Party is moving ahead to give Americans an alternative to the two-party system. It is now the third biggest political party in America based on resources. After two Mississippi people were hospitalized, the CDC issued a warning Wednesday saying they discovered a potentially deadly bacteria near their home in the Gulf Coast region. Burkholderia pseudomallei. The bacteria has been detected in water and soil samples. It causes Whitmore disease, and the germs are naturally resistant to commonly used antibiotics. Without treatment, 9 out of every 10 people who get it die. The negligent Chinese rocket that will smash back into Earth is projected to fall out of orbit on July 30th. It's still unknown exactly where it will hit. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Give the leadership to the Democrats and I'll tell you, okay, this is the leadership, think about it, of the free world, of America. They can't define what a woman is. They can't even define what a recession is. And they're still in charge? Lord have mercy. Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. John Fleetwood from American Faith joins us now. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, we're in a recession? Right now, is that what's going on? I have no idea.
It's a technical recession, just like a we're going through one of those transitional or what do they call it? Something like that, inflation periods. And then it was, oh, I guess I was wrong, Janet Yellen said. Look at, you know, people have known this, you know, for weeks. We saw the trajectory. There was nothing being done to stop it. You know, a real basic conversation with several economic experts is like, you know, I said, hey, look, maybe I'm dumb here. But you know, this thing I know about business is that when you make a wrong turn and you're getting bad results, it takes a smart, well, a decided leader and chief executive officer of a company to say, okay, hey, stop. First of all, stop. Put the shovels down. Quit digging a hole here. When did we make the wrong turn? Let's go back. Let's look at the numbers and see when we were doing well. What were we doing at that time when everything was going gangbusters and all eight cylinders were working, so to speak, right? I mean, that's what a reasonable chief executive officer would do. No, not this one. This one says, oh, no, you know, we're just going to keep on going over the cliff here. And, you know, there's no, I mean, every bit of evidence, and data would tell you you are on the wrong track. I mean, so much so, the American people aren't deluded, John. You know, you got 9 out of 10 Americans saying we're on the wrong track, knucklehead. And, but, you know, here we got, 600, well, if you count the bureaucrats, and we got thousands, but nonetheless, elected officials that are supposedly so smart, they all graduated from Harvard and Yale and Princeton and all these great, you know, institutions, and they're attorneys, and they know better than, you know, the cumulative intelligence of 330 million people. How does that happen? I mean, that is just near impossible. Our founding fathers understood that. That's why they declared we the people. We the people needed to be in charge, not them, the elites. Them, the elites, what they're most concerned about is their own pocketbooks, insider trading for Nancy Pelosi, the family business with the Bidens and the Clintons and on, the corruption, the rank corruption that's happened because the elites have run amok. And this is all contributing to us being on the wrong track. And then we find out last night, John, I'm sorry to go on and on, but I mean, there's just so much here in front of us, is that, the Republicans were resistant on any more spending. And, you know, which is what I said, stop the spending. In fact, what I would declare, if I was king, I would say, look it, we are freezing the government right today. Because you know what happens in the final months of a fiscal year, right? You know what happens? What they do is they all get together and go, how much money do you got left in the budget that was allocated, you know, to your department last fiscal year? Oh, I've got, $3 billion. You're not supposed to have that much. You need to get rid of it. So I don't care. Go buy shower curtains. Go buy #2 Ticonderoga pencils. I don't care. Spend $10,000 for a box of Ticonderoga pencils. I don't care. You need to vacate all that money. At a time when we need to, right? I mean, this is what goes on in our government. They're idiots. You know, they're unreasonable. Nobody is sitting there going, because they're all doing it. See, nobody can sit there and say, well, I'm going to be responsible, because what happens the next time they come and ask for money, they say, well, you didn't need that extra $5 billion, so we're going to back it off, you know, from you, and then we're going to take that $5 billion and give it to the climate czar over in this little bit of bureaucracy or whatever it is that happens to be their pet project, right? Do you see how this works, John? Well, and then who pays for it?
Well, here's what I wanted to ask you, Bill, because I'm looking at headlines this morning, and I noticed that, you know, Associated Press, Reuters, Fox News, of course, CNN even, but then even the New York Times, they're starting to get to the point where they're calling this a recession, like New York Times, for example, which is, of course, they're leftist. GDP report shows U.S. economy shrank again. The second quarter data indicates the impact of high inflation, rising interest rates. And they use the R word. They use the recession word. They say that the United States could be entering into a recession. Now, here's my question for you, Bill. Of course, Fox News is going to report that there on the right. And we're going to be talking about that. You and me, as we're sitting right here, we're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be complaining about it. But the left-leaning media who ran a screen for Joe Biden, the whole campaign, well, his whole career, they've been running screens for
him.
Well, now they're actually starting to make sense when it comes to this particular issue. My question is, why isn't the left running screen for Joe Biden anymore? What do you make of that, Bill?
Well, because they're tired of getting run over, because it's indefensible. It's so obvious. I mean, it's like you're not even just making a mistake, or, you know, you got bad intel or anything like that. I mean, you're just flat out stupid. And I mean, to call somebody, especially the elite, John, I mean, you got to think of it. These guys, you know, hey, look at, they spent, $500,000 on their education at universities like Harvard and Princeton and all these elite colleges and everything like that. And they're just so brilliant, right? I mean, so brilliant that, and then you sit there and go, oh, look how smart you are. You're so stupid. You can't even. You don't even know the definition of a woman. You don't even know what a recession is. And now, even the White House, they come back. I mean, oh, my God. Now it's, everybody has traditionally known that a recession, you know, comes about and is declared when you have, just as you stated, two, you know, downward GDP reports in two successive quarters. We saw this coming like a train wreck. you know, from miles away. And what happened was, as we're seeing this happening, what's even exacerbating the problem, we're going, Joe Biden isn't course correcting. He is going right straight into a cement wall. Joe, stop. Slow down. No, full steam ahead. We're still going. Hold it. Joe, can you make a left? Can you make a... No, we're still going down the road. What was going to lead you to believe that we were going to have anything but a recession based on the policies and the trajectory of this, you know, Democratic Party and Democratic policies under Joe Biden? There's nothing there. And so now what do they come up with now? Are you ready? I mean, now, oh, it's a technical recession. It's not really a recession. And I mean, and they say this with a straight face, and it's like, wait a minute, how stupid do you think I am? You know, right. And we told you this was going to happen. And then on top of that, like I said, in the dark at night, you get this deal with Joe Manchin. Ian Manchin was like, I mean, he was a little bit of saving grace. He and Sinema on the Democratic side and the Senate side. And you're thinking, okay, they got their, you know, brains about them, and they know that we can't do any more spending. And so what do? They cobble out some sort of backroom deal, he and Schumer, to bring back, you know, the Build Back Broke plan of Joe Biden. It's like, are you kidding me? I mean, we got to stop spending. That's why I'm saying, even from right now, if there was a declaration, we need to tell the government, no more. You freeze every... Could you... John, think about this, because I said there's an incredible amount of waste that happens traditionally in the last 60 to 90 days of a fiscal year, because these guys got to vacate their budgets. So if you told them right now and you slammed the gate on it, can you imagine how much money the country would save just by doing that one thing, by freezing the budget? I mean, we're going to pay for the essentials. I mean, you know, we're going to do and meet our requirements and obligations. You know, I'm just saying is that there's so much waste that's sitting out there, and money is being hidden and pocketed away by these, you know, bureaucracies that know how to play the game, and we're paying for it. And, you know, and here it goes. It just keeps on recycling over and over again. And there's no accountability. I mean, there's no accounting like of the military. You have no idea. I mean, we're talking probably trillions. It's beyond billions anymore in the military, because they haven't been audited in years. You know, it's like a sacred cow. Oh, no, you can't. You know, you can't check that out, and the whole deal. I mean, even under Trump, Trump found there were 17 duplicate bureaucracy, 17 that were overlapping, and they weren't talking to each other and coordinating spending or anything. They just had their own little fiefdoms at the expense of the American people. I mean, this is insane. But, you know, hey, look, it's not their money. It's not their money, John. It's our money. And we're the ones that are going to have to deal with the pain of this and the reality of food shortage, higher prices. I mean, let's go on and on. Anyway, we got to go to break. Thank you for putting up with me. It's good therapy. John Fleetwood, he's with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth.
You know, it's so amazing that, truth. Truth in itself has, as somebody once said, it's no longer a defense. Actually, truth has become an offense. It is offensive to people. And here we are, we see our government, the culture, the language, how it's twisted up. You know, it's no longer a recession or a real recession. It's a technical recession. Inflation is, it's transitory, right? I mean, we've got to soften it up. You know, we really can't deal with reality. Well, the reality is we go to the gas pump, John, and it hits us right in the face, right in the pocketbook. You know, so it's like, call it what you want. This has been going on for months right now. We go to the grocery stores and we think, whoa, should we be nervous here? I mean, the shelves are empty, you know, and, prices are up. You know, should we be nervous? How much longer should we be dealing with? And, oh, yeah, that's right. We still got that Ukraine-Russian deal, and Ukraine is responsible for contributing so much, not only to Europe, but the world in terms of wheat and food services and that. And then as you've been reporting here in the United States, I mean, what's up? I mean, we've got what now, over 30 meat plants and food distribution and preparation centers that have been burnt down. All these signs that are going on are rather dangerous, and the American people are seeing this as a cumulative effect. And then we look at our government that is supposed to be protecting our national security and looking out for our best interests, and they're not doing that whatsoever. And there's no, there's not even a vision that's being cast that Joe Biden is coming up and saying, okay, here's where we're going, you know, like the play, you know, Steinbeck's play of Mice and Men, right? It was Lenny, here's where we're going, you know, this is it. He was always casting the vision of where they were going to end up. Joe Biden, there's no vision. And you know from the Word of God, a people without vision cast off restraint. They go nuts. And this is where we're going. We've already got some pretty nutsy, you know, characteristics that are rising here within our culture right now. And it's like, look, it's not getting any better. Tell me one thing you know, outside of the church, but tell me one thing, you know, that is holding us in any or giving any positive hope to the general public, John.
Yeah, I think you said something important there. It's that the government is not really looking for our best interests. I think one of the, like, for example, take that they just ordered 800 more doses of monkeypox vaccine. Well, there's something in medicine that my doctor friends tell me. There's something called informed consent. Informed consent.
Exactly.
And that's that if they give you a medicine or they want to do a procedure on you, if the medical community wants to do that on you, you want to go get something done. If they have a medicine or a procedure they want to do on you, they have to tell you, they have to inform you of the risks and the benefits, and then you have to give consent for that. The crazy thing is we've got right now an issue with a situation with monkeypox where it's happening in more than 99% of the monkeypox patients identify as gay or similar. And that's according to the UK Health Security Agency.
Exactly.
Meaning that the disease disproportionately affects only the gay community. And then get this, there have only been so far 3,591 cases of monkeypox, and that's in the U.S., and that's among the United States' 329 million population. Now, even the associate, it's not as big as the media is going to make it. If we're, you know, Sun Tzu's Art of War, know your enemy. You look at what they did with COVID. They slowly increased and brought it to a fever pitch, and then they brought in the vaccine. It all became about the vaccine. This Jynneos vaccine that's made by Bavarian Nordic for the treats monkeypox and smallpox, it's just a pox vaccine. The Jynneos vaccine has never been widely used ever in response to an outbreak like this. So we are guinea pigs, and that's according to the Associated Press. Now get this. You talk about informed consent. Those 800,000 more doses that the U.S. government is putting out there, it causes heart disease in at least one out of 75 recipients. And the risk doubles if you've received a smallpox vaccine in the past. What they say on the, this is from the Jynneos vaccine package insert. It states that heart problems of special interest occur in one out of 75 vaccine recipients who have not already been vaccinated against smallpox. So, Bill, I don't know. Do you remember? Were you vaccinated for smallpox back in the day? I don't think I ever was a kid. I don't think it was ever on my schedule. But do you know?
I believe I was, and I know. And I'm trying to even think of the battery of vaccinations I got when I went in the Marine Corps.
If that was
part of the. The prescription talk about informed consent. When you're in the military, they don't have time for informed. You're just lined up and they're they got the guns out and you're getting vaccinated, one arm to the next. So there's no informed consent.
According to this insert, you've got a one out of 75 chance of having this heart disease of special interest, according to the insert. But if you have received the smallpox vaccine in the past, then it occurs in one out of 48 people. And again, Bill, this is coming straight from the insert. We have it on AmericanFaith.com. If you just type it, you'll find it. But I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at the document. It comes from the FDA, from this Bavarian Nordic. They give you the information. They give you the package insert, and it tells you problems associated with the vaccine. And it's just wild to me that we've only got. But they're ordering millions of these, Bill.
Of course, we've got a midterm election coming up, and they're hoping to do this. And then here we are. You think, wait a minute, didn't we learn something about COVID? Is that you protect those that are most vulnerable? I mean, I think maybe even Governor Cuomo might have, changed his mind and trajectory on that, unless it was absolutely evil, which some have suggested, and that is that, they're trying to cull the herd here, those who think that they know better, that, they are God, and they believe with all their heart and soul that the planet cannot sustain the population. So, you know, we can afford
That's
to kill, you know, millions of people, right? But the other deal is, too, in light of this, John, and you've been on top of all this regarding COVID and all the complications from the battery of vaccines and the heart complication issues that is caused, you know, research has been, you know, determinedly blocked and kept aside and kept in the dark. They don't want to run, you know, autopsies on people who had died from the vaccine. All that information research has been set aside so that their narrative can continue. So all part of the informed consent is the demand of the American people to say, wait a minute, before we go any further, let's find out where we are right now. Are we going to have to wait like we did with thalidomide and other mistakes down the road that 10 years later we go, oh, man, we really messed up. And like, wait a minute, you have canceled doctors. You have done everything you can to get them fired, to keep them, you know, keep their mouths shut. And they have been the ones on the walls, you know, yelling and screaming and throwing out warnings to everybody going, hey, this is not, you know, this isn't right. It's like, you know, the remdesivir situation, you know, where the one doctor said, hey, wait a minute, you know, if you got bit by a snake, what would you do? Well, I'd go to the emergency room and get an anti-venom. He goes, yeah, okay. Well, what is remdesivir? Remdesivir isn't an anti-venom. Remdesivir is a venom. Okay? So, and then what happens is people are dying, and they're dying as if they got snake bit. Well, no kidding. But, you know, we're not talking about that stuff. Go ahead.
The mainstream media, this is what makes me sick as a journalist, is that the mainstream media and all these journalists aren't covering this. It's like, are you kidding me? What other story is more important than this? It's like a COVID number two with this monkeypox. I'm predicting we're going to have the media is going to do at least partially with monkeypox what they did with COVID. And they won't even look at the package insert. I'm not making these claims. Don't listen to me. I'm not a doctor. I know nothing. But what I do know is the FDA has given me this package insert that tells me the problems with this monkeypox vaccine, and the people are they're not informed. There's no consent. People are just lining up. They're gonna increase the alarm to get people really worried and use all these scare tactics to get people to think they need one. They're gonna go get one. And unfortunately, one out of 40 some or one out of 70 some, depending on if you've had the smallpox vaccine in the past, are gonna have these serious heart problems, even more than there are right now. And I just want the people to know that. I want people to know the truth because I'd want to know the truth. And the mainstream media is they're not talking about it. Even Fox News, unfortunately. So you and I got to put it out there, Bill.
Well, John, I appreciate that because you know, sheeple get slaughtered, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look, think about this. Throughout human history, you go along to get along. You know, just like in Germany. It wasn't, you know, all of Germany. It wasn't 100% that were all Nazis. It was only 10% controlling 90. They just went along to get along. And look what happened. And, I mean, that has been the history, human history, from day one, time and again. It requires courage. And for a time such as this, this appointed time, I keep saying, John, this is an appointed time. This is no surprise to God. God is in charge of all this. But what are we doing? Are we trying to handle it on our own merits? Or are we going to Almighty God, the Holy Father in heaven, who can deliver us from this evil? John Fleetwood, he's the managing editor for American Faith. Thank you, John. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find Ready Hour Emergency Food Kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes.
Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com. The